chant the names of Krishna is the perfection of life. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, was introduced by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is this chanting of Hare Krishna? Is it just another thing to do? Some people perform yoga. Does anyone here perform yoga? This man does. So that's very good for health. It's supposed to be. Some people do meditation. Some people chant different mantras. Some people do puja. So what? Maybe we should turn this fan off. It's quite noisy. So what is so special about what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given? Anarpita chiring chirat karunyavatirno kalo samapyatum unatajvala rasa swabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara jyoti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spurituva shachinandanaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something which hadn't been given for a long time. All the avatars of the Supreme Lord come to give. All the avatars of the Supreme Lord come to give. They give knowledge, spiritual knowledge of the relationship of the soul, the Atma, with Bhagavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution is Namo Mahavada Nyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. His special contribution is that he gives Krishna Prema. Very freely he offers this to everyone. By the process of chanting Hare Krishna. Now this had not been given for a very long time. How long is a long time? What was the last time the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu came to, any Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu came to Erode? Can anyone say? No one remembers? Must have been a long time, huh? What can you say?
February, 3 months before.
Oh, not such a long time. All right. What was the last time any Prime Minister of India came to Erode? Probably, maybe never. Yes? Who?
Moraji Desai.
Moraji Desai. Was he Prime Minister at the time when he came? Oh, so? Well, that's over 30 years ago, right? It's quite a long time. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes after Krishna comes. Krishna comes again. Krishna comes in Dwarapa Yuga, and he comes again as his own devotee in Kali Yuga. But this, it's quite a long time in between Krishna's coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. That's quite a long time, isn't it? And Krishna came 5,000 years ago. But the gap between Krishna coming, he comes only once in every day of Lord Brahma. Now, Kali Yuga lasts 4,32,000 years. And Dwarapa Yuga is twice as long as that. And Treta Yuga is three times as long as that. And Satya Yuga is four times as long as that. So, and this Satya, Treta, Dwarapa, Kali, all together, 1,000 times that is one day of Brahma. So that's 4,320,000 times 1,000, and that's one day of Brahma. And his night is just as long. His night is just as long. So Krishna comes once in every 4,320,000 times 1,000 times 2 years. And after Krishna comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So it was a long time since he last came, before he came this time. But now he just came, only 500 years ago. So it's about 30 years since a Prime Minister of India came to Erode. That's a long time. But it's only 500 years ago since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. That's not a very long time. If you consider that he only comes in a period of billions, trillions of years. So Krishna comes once in a day of Brahma. So you may think, well, that's a long time. How can he come? He's the same person. How can he come after such a long time? Well, one point is that Bhagavan is timeless. He's not under the control of time. Time is under his control. So what may seem a long time to us, for him it's just ordinary. Another point is that all the universes exist within the one breathing period of Mahavishnu. So what we think is a very long time, for Bhagavan is just no time at all. So we are in the material world suffering from time immemorial, birth, death, old age and disease. Bhagavan comes to save us. Yada yada hi dharmasya glane bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. The well-known verse, he comes whenever there is a breakdown of dharma, he himself comes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he not only rectifies the discrepancies in dharma, but he gives the highest dharma. That is called prema dharma. The dharma, when we think of dharma, we mostly think of what is proper to be done. The most proper thing to do is to love Krishna. And that prem or love of Krishna is unpredictable. In a relationship of love, it's very difficult to say, to clearly understand what is right and what is wrong. Ahariva gatir premna. This, the way of love is crooked like a snake. It's like a snake's movement. It's not straight. So, in a relationship of love, what might seem to be going on is actually the opposite. Two people may be angry at each other, but it's apparently angry, but it's actually an expression of their deep love for each other. That can happen. So everyone has heard of the love of Krishna with the Vrajavasis and especially the Gopikas of Vrindavan. This is a very difficult subject to understand, because it is the subject of the love of Bhagavan and his devotees, the highest level of love. And love is, after all, a private affair. It's not meant for everyone to it's a personal matter, not meant for everyone.
But
However, Bhagawan, he's not a private person. He belongs to everyone. Or rather, everyone belongs to him. But he's very kind and he gives himself to his devotees. So his love is so expansive and so sweet that he wants to give that to everyone. So he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give that pure spiritual love of Krishna. He is Krishna giving his own love. And the most astonishing thing is that he comes in Kali Yuga to do this. In Kali Yuga, people's everything about Kali Yuga is very bad. Prayanal Payosha. What is that? Prayanal Payosha Sabya Kala. Kalavasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrutaha. The symptoms of this Kali Yuga is that people have don't have very long lives. They're of bad mentality. They're lazy. People are lazy, cheating mentality. People are unlucky. And their mind, everyone's mind is always disturbed. So it doesn't seem to be a very good age for preaching the pure Vedic Dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the highest dharma, Krishna Prema Dharma, in the most wretched age with so many disqualified people. That Krishna Prema Dharma that is characterized by unotajvala rasa, which means the resplendent or brightly blazing flames of rasa. The rasa of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself distributing bhakti to himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in a brilliant golden form. Most beautiful form. So the prayer is there that may this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be ever manifest within the core of your heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this gift of the highest and sweetest love of Krishna. It is the greatest gift. There are many charitable people. Some people build hospitals, charitable hospitals. Some people arrange for food and clothing to be given to poor people. So in this way there are many philanthropists. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution far surpasses that of any other philanthropist. Because what he gives fully satisfies the soul forever. We can feed a hungry man, but again, after a short time, he'll be hungry. We can make a hospital, but still, everyone has to die. But if one becomes a devotee of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna, he becomes free from birth, death, old age and disease. So that is the gift of bhakti. But even greater than being free from birth, death, old age and disease is that one's soul will be filled eternally with the highest blissful love of Krishna, Krishna Prema. This love for Krishna is beyond, it's on a far higher level even than that of yogis who can meditate in samadhi. It's to develop love for Krishna is even more exalted than studying many shastras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this. How does he give it? By the process of chanting the names of Krishna. Now, isn't that magnanimous? The highest, most rare attainment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives it very easily. Just chant Hare Krishna. Everyone can chant Hare Krishna. Is it not? Is it a difficult thing to do? Not at all. Even the child can chant Hare Krishna. How old is this boy? Is boy or girl? He can't tell.
3 years.
Is boy or girl? I can't tell.
Girl,
alright. So, you can ask her to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
Sule, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sometimes she says Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So even a child can say Hare Krishna. And if it's not difficult to do. And if anyone takes seriously to the chanting of Hare Krishna, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blesses that person with pure love of Krishna. Is this not very good? Who can compare to the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, people don't take this very seriously. This is due to our material attachments. So along with chanting Hare Krishna, we should take some training in the system of Bhakti Yoga. By which we can overcome our material attachments and become fully attached to Krishna. So there are various rules to be followed which will help us to increase our attachment to Krishna and become free from material attachments. It may seem like it's very difficult to become free from material attachments. And practically, it is difficult to get free from material attachments. But if we are very serious to practice bhakti, then certainly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will help us in all respects. So this chanting is a very joyful process. I think you've all experienced that in the last 1 hour or so, or maybe more, that you've been waiting for us to come. And the experience of that powerful sound vibration, everyone can experience this, is a very powerful sound vibration, the chanting of Hare Krishna. I didn't say Anandamaya, I said it's powerful. Powerful.
Powerful.
Well, I don't know. You have to say the Tamil word. So this spiritual vibration of the name of Krishna, it acts powerfully within the heart to destroy our material attachments and attach us to Krishna. So we can make a rapid spiritual progress by seriously applying ourselves to the process of chanting Hare Krishna. We get much inspiration in Kali Yuga. The whole world around us is so bad that we want to throw ourselves at the lotus feet of Krishna and take shelter there. There are so many people talking about how we can improve the world. Now the election is going on in India, and all the politicians are talking about how they will improve the situation. And the next general election will be maximum after what? 5 years, is it? Or 4 years? 5 years. So, I don't know much about politics, but I can make a very safe prediction. that whoever comes into power, however much they be well-intentioned, of course we don't expect politicians to be well-intentioned, but at least they pretend to be, whatever their plans are, things are going to be worse in 5 years than they are now. That's the progress of Kali Yuga. Everything's getting worse. But there is one way in which India and the whole world can become much better. If the mass of people take to chanting of Hare Krishna. None of the politicians have this in their manifestos. None of the politicians have this in their manifestos. We will make life better by building more roads. We'll make more atomic bombs. Yeah, atomic bombs. Well, they don't put that in their manifesto, actually. We'll give a free egg to every school child. No, we'll give 2 eggs. Maybe 3 eggs a day. We'll give everyone free rice. Free TVs. We'll make life better. But life is not getting better. And even if you do superficially make life better, the same problems are there. Birth, death, old age and disease. So we are also making our campaign. The politicians come out every 5 years with a campaign. We go on throughout the year, every year, making a campaign. We're just looking for some intelligent people. There aren't many. They say, well, in India there are some. In Tamil Nadu alone there are how many? Several thousand colleges. There must be some intelligent people. But no, people are not intelligent because they're making plans to be happy in a place where there is no happiness. So we are looking for really intelligent people. Really intelligent people see that whether you become a doctor, an engineer, a prime minister or whatever, we all have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease. A truly intelligent person is someone who wants to solve these problems. That is possible in the modern age by this process of chanting Hare Krishna given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So an intelligent person will take to this very seriously. You don't have to be an MSc or PhD or anything like that. In fact, these university degrees, they often make people less intelligent. Because their spiritual inclination becomes more covered by the egoism of thinking that I am highly educated. So we are on a campaign to find people who are actually intelligent. And who are able to perceive that their real self-interest lies not in this material world, but in spiritual life. So our request to everyone is please take up this process of chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very simple. Very effective. So please take to it. And your life will be successful. In the truest and best sense of the term. In the truest and best sense of the term. Hare Krishna. Does anyone have any question or comment, please? No, bhakti is very practical. It's a matter of understanding what our highest duty is. One can perform bhakti as a householder, whatever situation one may be. But instead of performing activities for one's own sense gratification, one performs activities for the sake of pleasing Krishna. And while performing duties in this world, side by side we have to cultivate bhakti sadhana.
Bhakti sadhana na nammudi andraada alavile cheyikondirukkum adhe nerathil ulagaya nerathil cheyikondirukkum adhe nerathil oru sera naam nee cheyikondre avargal bhakti sadhana.
Understand the temporary and illusory nature of this world, and gradually become more and more attached to Krishna, to perform bhakti doesn't necessarily mean that one has to give up one's basic way of life, but it means that we have to add Krishna and Krishna bhakti. Any other questions? So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Ramanandri. And what's the rest of the program? Huh?
Yeah, okay.
You like to announce about all the books?
Bhagavad Gita,
Unmai Uravil.
Bhagavad Gita, Unmai Uravil. Krishna Pustakam, Ramayana. Krishna Uravil, Brahmacharyam.
Also, we're doing regular programs here, so if anyone wants to attend the programs regularly and take more guidance and learn how to enter this life of bhakti, then they can contact who? Who can they contact? For regular programs, Krishnadas Prabhu, do you want to come and announce that? If anyone's interested in attending regular programs, they can contact the table out here. Someone should be there for that. And if anyone wants to, yeah. And if anyway, the book table's there. So, and if anyone wants to meet me now and ask any questions personally, they can also do that. Another of your friends? Oh, he didn't think of something. You like to make devotees, is it? You like to make Brahmacharis, that's good. Hare Krishna. Yeah, as you can see, I can sign the books also if you like. Hare Krishna. New edition. Is there prasad for everyone also?
Hare Krishna. So, in your program, we have a prasad for everyone. Now, if you